Hi, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Brianna, and I'm currently a freshman here at JMU.
Okay, so what are your experiences with bookstores?
Well, I started volunteering in the Clinton Bookstore. It's back in New Jersey, where I'm from, probably during my junior year of high school, and then I continued until I left for college in August, but, like, I definitely want to go back when I come home from break.
Okay, and were there many bookstores in your area?
There are a few, but, most of them were like small little shops that sold old used books. There were some on Main Street I know of. They didn't really have that good of a selection, but we also had some like big commercial bookstores like Borders, and we have a local library as well.
Okay, and what made you volunteer at the bookstore?
Well, I've always been interested in books, and I really like reading, and I also needed volunteer hours, so I thought I might as well get a place, like go to a place to volunteer that I actually enjoy.
So you read a lot as a child?
Yeah, I was pretty interested in books when I was young. I loved reading. It started when I was like 6. My mom would bring home books from the library. I guess there was one on her way home. And then before bed, she would read them to me. And then obviously, as I got older, I was able to read on my own, and I would read before bed.
Okay. And did you ever go to the bookstore as a kid to like check out books yourself?
Yeah, all the time. I'd make my parents take me there when they had time, because I obviously couldn't go there myself when I was younger. But then as I got older, they'd just drop me off, like when they were running errands or something, and then I would just look around and hang out there.
Okay. And what did you do at the bookstore?
I mean, I would go around and like look at random books to read. They have like little chairs there that you can sit in, so I would just sit there and read while my parents were gone.
Okay. What kind of books did you mostly look for?
It really like depended on what mood I was in. I didn't have like a set topic that I always stuck to. Like sometimes I'd read fiction. Actually, most of the time I'd read fiction, but sometimes I would read nonfiction novels. I really like reading series too.
Did you interact with other people at the store?
Not really during the school year, but on the weekends. It's pretty empty because only a few people would actually be there shopping, and then obviously the people that worked there. They kind of knew me because I went in all the time, like so they would make small talk with me when I came in, like ask me about my week. That's pretty much it. I didn't really need help finding books because I knew the store like so well because I'd been there all the time. But during the summer, it was different. A lot more people came in. It was more busy. I think one of the reasons was because they had a summer readathon program, and it was for like elementary school and middle school kids. And then every time the kids would finish reading a book, they would get a star with their name on it, and you could put it up on the wall, and that there was like a reward system for it. And then if you read a certain amount of books by the end of the summer, you could win a prize. And then like one year, they actually gave out a free Six Flags ticket if you read more than 20 books. So I actually won it one year. It was really cool. But yeah, it was so different in the summer. It was a lot more busier.
Okay. Did you ever visit any other bookstores?
Not really. I went to the local library, but it was kind of small, and it didn't really have that big of a selection. Yeah, the environment was kind of different, too. It was, like, kind of old and, like, dusty. Not really my kind of thing. And then sometimes I'd go to, like, the big chain bookstores, but they were farther from my house. So I just like going to the one that I always went to.
Okay. And what is your favorite memory from a bookstore?
Probably the first time that I actually bought a book. I was probably like 7 or 8. I can't really remember. But I really liked the Harry Potter books, and I knew the movies were out, but I didn't want to like go see the movie until I read the book. And I kept asking my mom and my dad, and finally they agreed to like take me, and I bought it. And I have finished it within, like, a week. And then I obviously went to go see the movie.
And how does your experience differ now that you work there?
It's not that different. I still get to be around books and read them in my spare time. The only difference now is that I get to help other people find books and help them, like, discover what they actually like to read and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it works out because I was always in the bookstore as a kid, so I kind of know, like, where everything is already. It wasn't hard to, like, adapt actually working there.
Mm-hmm. And does the store still have that same summer program you were talking about?
Not really. It's not as popular anymore, I guess, because nowadays kids would rather be like playing video games and doing other things than reading. Kind of upsetting, but whatever.
And why do you think that the program lost popularity?
Well, like I just said, I think there's also, like, there's other things for kids to be doing. Like, a lot of kids play sports in my town. And then there's also, like, new, like, with technology, you can read off a Kindle, you can read on your iPhone, on your iPad. Right. So, I mean, it's more, sometimes it's more convenient to do that than actually go out to a bookstore if you don't have time. You can, like, listen to tapes in your car, too. So, I mean, I guess it's just more convenient that way.
Yeah. And so now, as a college student, do you go to the bookstore often to get books for yourself?
Not really to, like, for pleasure reading, but I do go to the library a lot because I do have a decent amount of research papers that I actually need to look up books in the library. But not, I don't really pleasure read as much.
Right. And do any of your friends read books? Not for school, but, like, for fun?
I have one friend that really enjoys reading. It's a lot harder to find time to read now. Most of them, like, if they read, they have to do it for, like, a school assignment. They don't do it for fun.
And how do you think that your experiences at the bookstore have influenced your educational goals?
Well, right now I'm an IDLS major, so I feel like my experience at the bookstore, like, when I was younger and then when I started volunteering there, influenced that a lot. I just think the whole atmosphere of books and learning and the kids really piqued my interest.
Okay. And then to wrap up, what kind of value do you think that bookstores have in society?
I think the one thing is that people don't realize how important bookstores and, like, reading books are. It's kind of, like, underappreciated. Like, as I said before, when I was a kid, the bookstore, it seemed like such a cool place. And, like, you could find information about anything that you wanted to. You could let your imagination go and could be anything you wanted. And I think that's an important thing for kids to experience as they grow up. It's different than, like, getting a book on your iPad or, like, looking up one on your phone. Like, actually going to the store and seeing hundreds of books available. It's just, you can't, like, describe it. It's just different. So, I mean, yeah, I think that's the one thing that's different.
Okay, well, thank you.